You are as beautiful as what you sit on. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. You are as beautiful as what you sit on. The phrase sometimes is passed around that you are a bad person or a dumb person or a stupid person, and even using the term asshole, which is a very gross word. And that is if you are referring to a person by that and not to the whatever you sit on. But we have used these terms to describe people who don't seem to get their act together. And they are indescribable, that's true. They're indecisive. And they don't seem to take charge of themselves and say, I am me and I like me. And when people do that, other people get frustrated. Because other people will not allow somebody to come in their world and say that they're stupid, to say that they're dumb. Now, I'm going to ask at random here, one of the monks here on campus, why is it that we will not allow someone to call themselves stupid or dumb in our presence or anywhere else that we can help it? Why won't we allow that? Paul, do you know why?
Because it's not true.
That's exactly right, but also there's another point.
Mirror.
Yes. Every person is our mirror. And if we look at a person who's sick, we're sick. If we look at a person who's poor, we're poor. If we look at a person who has a poor self-image of themselves, we have a poor self-image. Anybody who comes into my presence and tries to tell me that they're unhappy or that they have problems, don't you dare! Don't you dare have those sort of thoughts in your mind, because then I have it in mind and I won't have it in mind. I look at you and I see you just as wonderful as I am, just as fabulous as I am, just as great as I am. And they say, but, hey, keep looking. See me? See me? Look at me. I'm wonderful. I'm great. I like me. So see me, see me, see me, see me, see me, see me. Look, 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 look. And when you look at me, what do you see? Do you see an asshole? No. You see a beautiful being, don't you?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, God's a dunk. You know. Slow coming around, but it came. What do you see, Heinz, when you see me?
A beautiful reflection of myself.
And so you think you're beautiful, huh?
Gorgeous.
Huh?
Gorgeous.
Wow. Has anyone seen Heinz recently?
Yes.
We see this gorgeous guy over here, this fantastic man, but where did Heinz go? That's him.
I see God sitting there.
Oh, you see God sitting
there. Yes.
And keep your eyes clear, love.
Yes.
If anybody wants to pretend something out there, don't accept it. Don't accept it. And if you're going to call a person an asshole, realize that's what you sit on. That has nothing to do, it has nothing to do with any other place in the world. And really, the anus is a very necessary part of our being, because it's part of our total system, and it's a beautiful thing. And for us to call it not beautiful is not a pleasant thing to do. For us to ever say a word is bad, because what do we do with words? We give them names, you know, and we give them definitions. And sometimes you can have a word that has six or eight definitions to it, absolutely different definitions to it. Like the word gay, you know, meaning a homosexual person, or gay meaning a happy, delightful, charming person who's filled with light and love and peace. Well, now, either one of those definitions are just fine, but let each have its own definition. If the homosexual people want to have gay as their term, let them have it, and let's make a new word for gay, for delightful and happy and charming. What's the new word for that? Or an old word? What's the word for that? Huh?
Divine.
That's not bad, but divine has its own meaning. Let's just stop here a moment. The only thing that we want to be aware of in our life is happiness, because happiness makes the world go round. Mm-hmm. And we don't need to have definitions of words or let it bother us, because you know what the kids are doing these days? The kids are really shaking our boat. They're going out and saying something that's bad, they call that good. Oh, that's good. And something that's good, they call it bad. And we think to ourselves, my goodness, what do they really mean? Well, it doesn't matter. They know. They know exactly what they mean. Do we know what we mean? Then that's what we mean. The most difficult thing about any conversation is communication of words, thoughts, and deeds. If we could work with our words, thoughts, and deeds and work with them from the point of view that we communicate what we mean, then everyone knows. Now, I speak in many countries. And when I speak in many countries, I speak not necessarily with many languages, but I speak my language. And when I want to eat, I just put my hand to my mouth, and they know I want to eat. When I drink, I pretend to pour a glass in my mouth, they know I want to drink. If I want to go to sleep, I just put my hand over here. And pretty soon, we are even developing a physiological language that expresses what we mean. You can see this most clearly with the little children. Little children, they play together in their playpens, and there are maybe five or six of them of five or six different nationalities. Plus the fact they don't speak yet. And they communicate perfectly. They communicate perfectly. And later on, when they're 8 or 10 years old, and they have different languages, and they're playing together, they learn to communicate very quickly and very rapidly. Ellen's grandson came here to America, and went up to Canada and played with some friends, or Oregon, Canada, where it was, and played with friends who were his same age. And he didn't understand English very well at all, and he didn't even try. Yeah. But he is a leader. And so he, by his skill and genius, led them in playing the games and doing great things and having a lot of fun, and they totally understood each other. They totally understood. You see, they didn't sit on there and be concerned about that. They just let go and were themselves. Now, you and I, we don't ever have to be limited by anything. Language, communication, being blind, being sighted. As Irene told us about going into a restaurant for a blind experience. And when you went in the restaurant, they didn't put blindfolds on you. They didn't do anything like that, but their waitresses and waiters were blind. And in the restaurant, it was pitch dark. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face. And yet, they communicated perfectly. They spoke to the waitresses and waiters. They learned how to eat. Okay, I will. It's been a joy sharing these thoughts and ideas with you. And in the process of sharing, we've had three telephone calls interrupting us. One telephone call telling us the world is wonderful and that she was looking for a friend. Another telephone call telling us that the hurricane bypassed when she said it bypassed, and she was surrounded by beautiful men when she said she was surrounded by beautiful men. And so I say to you, put your cause in motion and enjoy life in whatever you want, because you are beautiful. Because I am beautiful. And I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
The only thing that we want to be aware of in our life is happiness, because happiness makes the world go round. And we don't need to have definitions of words or let it bother us, because you know what the kids are doing these days? The kids are really shaking our